Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Outside Looking In. It's a special edition because we're on a Wednesday afternoon today, coming at you at 3 p.m. Not only is it special in the times, it's special for me because I'm doing it out of my kitchen and not the basement. But this is still the show that talks about the issues that emanate from Montgomery County and beyond. That's right. I'm a little disheveled. I'm not going to lie to you. The kids are in school. My wife is away. I'm upstairs at the kitchen table. Everything is spread out. I just wanted to see the sunshine. When's the last time you saw sunshine and warm weather? It's a long time ago. It was a long time ago. What a tough winter so far. But, you know, hey, Maryland has to start realizing that you're not that far south. This isn't Florida. There should be more than one snowplow around here. People got to learn the etiquette. This is something that I don't want to talk about, and we will get to in a minute. But people have to learn the etiquette of snow in Maryland. But let me get through the introductions first. My name is Bruce Negrin. The program is called Outside Looking In. Again, this is a special edition. We're on it Wednesday at 3 p.m. I'm not expecting a lot of calls, but if you do want to call, try it out. Why not? The phone number is 773-897-6423. Again, that's 773-897-6423. Make your opinion be heard. Is your wife listening to you? Nah. Is your husband listening to you? Hell no, he's not listening. He's watching the Capitals game. Because they're playing the Rangers. But anyway, this is where I'll listen to you. I'll be your Fraser Crane. I'm listening. 773-897-6423. We're going to be Montgomery County-centric today. We're also going to be centric about North Potomac and the area of Gaithersburg, etc. It's time. You know, I do a radio program. People talk about comedy being therapy. A radio program is therapy for me because I finally get to think, have these things that I need to say. I get to say them to you, the listening audience, and the calling-in audience, and get to say them, and hopefully they get heard. That's why it's important to tell your friends about this show, because I'm sure what I'm going to say is what you are thinking. How do I know? Because what I'm talking about is not going to be that foreign to anybody here. First of all, let's talk about the snow and Maryland. You know, I get it. You get 10, 15 inches of snow, anything's shutting down for a day. I get it. I understand it. No problem. Everybody's got to dig out. Nobody wants to go to work. But please, it snows. Stop snowing about 12 o'clock on Thursday, 2 o'clock on a Thursday. And you close school for the next day already? Maryland, you have to wake up. North Potomac, you have to wake up. Again, you are not Florida. This is not a surprise snowstorm. I mean, did it never snow before I got here? I've been close to it's my second winter, and all I've seen in Maryland and North Potomac is snow. That's all I've seen. Day in and day out, it snows. Every Tuesday, it snows. And how do I know it's Tuesday? Because my kids had after-school programs on Tuesday, and they always got canceled, so they got pushed out for the next 6 weeks. But the situation here is you got to know your etiquette. And what I mean by the etiquette is shovel the sidewalks. If you live on a block that has a sidewalk, I'm sorry, but it is your responsibility. It is your responsibility to shovel that sidewalk. It is your responsibility to shovel that fire hydrant. You get an A-plus rating in your property, in your insurance, because you live with a fire hydrant in front of your house. Dig it out. I mean, that's life or death right there. I don't get that. You know, what's the point of having a fire hydrant if you can't get to it? In Boston, they were giving away, the Boston Red Sox started giving away tickets for anybody who would dig out five fire hydrants. But this is civic responsibility, and this is what I don't understand. People have lost their idea of civic responsibility. You have to go out there. You have to shovel the sidewalks. You can't take the snow that you're taking from your driveway and throw it into the street, wait for the snowplow to come. It's not only irresponsible, it's rude. And I've seen that behavior. You go up to Quince Orchard High School here, across on Quince Orchard Road, and you walk all the way up Quince Orchard Road, there's a sidewalk. For the most part, it's clean. In front of that county property in Muddy Branch, you know, nobody cleans it, so it's dangerous. The kids can't walk there. Well, someone's got to get out there and clean it. Got to figure it out. But I'll accept that, because that's where the deer live. The deer are not going out there. They're not going to hoof it. They're not using their paws and their hoofs to clean the sidewalk. But in front of Quince Orchard High School, are you kidding me? There's a whole stretch in between the two areas where the parking lot starts. Nobody shovels there in front of a school? Is that not school property? And if it's not, somebody still should be going out there to do it. I mean, that whole place at 245 has kids mobbing everywhere, walking somewhere. You get caught in that traffic jam. You know, it just seems like the most irresponsible kids run free area I've ever seen in my life. You get out there, you get stuck on Quince Orchard Road, I guess about 2:15 when school lets out, because they go to school at 5 a.m. here. But when that happens, it's a stream of kids. You are stuck. It's like cattle. It's like a cattle drive, because you can't even inch up to get through. You are stuck. I don't want to run over any kids. I understand that. Nobody wants to do anything dangerous. But there are sometimes, maybe put a guard there or put somebody on the road there to say, kids, hold up for 1 second. Let these cars that have been sitting here for 10 or 15 minutes go by. And I'm not kidding. That's not hyperbole. That's legit. It's about 10 minutes. But nobody at Quince Orchard High School does anything, it seems, in terms of being a good neighbor. Because shovel that sidewalk. You're on a corner, Mr. School. It's still got to be school property. When does it become city property? And if it isn't, and if it is city property or county property, the county should start talking to the Board of Education and the school district about shoveling that stuff, because it's unsafe. We're worried about kids on sidewalks. The sidewalks in front of the high schools are not even done. How are you going to open schools? And the thing that gets me too, as well, is business owners. I don't get it, you business owners. Shovel in front of your stores. You want people to come. You don't want to have suffering in business, and let alone liability. Shovel in front of your store. I was in the Trevilla Gateway, or the Trevilla Shopping Center, the other day, the one with Lido Pizza and Sweet Frog. Ryan and I we just got out of the library. We said, you know what? Let's go get a treat. Me and you, kiddo. We're spending a Saturday together. We'll go out there. We'll get a treat. We'll go to Sweet Frog. Go to Sweet Frog. You know what's cut out there? You have to either climb over a snowbank and or single file on 1 foot hop to get to the doorway. I mean, what I don't get is, don't be lazy. It's a liability. You want to own a business? You want to own a business, and you're not going to shovel the front of your business? You go up to the Kentlands, the same thing, by Five Guys. In front of their door is a little clean, but if you go to the side of their door, and I don't care if you have a property management situation. If you run a business and own a business, go out there and shovel. Especially this past Saturday when the snow wasn't even 10 inches anymore. It was just frozen ice. You can't have ice in front of your store and expect people to go into it and not be afraid. It escapes me. It absolutely escapes me. The etiquette about snow down here. Oh, it'll melt someday. Well, the snow isn't melting. It finally got a 60-degree day, and we had some rain. So the fog yesterday was out of control. It was like London. Jack the Ripper popped out on my deck. I was like, hey, get out of here. Scared me half to death. The London fog rolled in. Couldn't see anything. But really, we're going to talk about the Kentlands in a minute as well, because I got a lot of issues with what's going on down here. A lot of issues. Because now it's my time. It's Bruce Negron time. I've lived here long enough to say, I was on Quince Orchard Road the other day coming home, and I guess I said something. I said that key word. I said, I'm going home. I was actually bored by it. It was no longer an adventure. Now I live here. 2 winters of being cooped up. Now I live here. I can't wait for the summer. Can't wait for the pool to open, get out there, just sit outside again. I tell you. If you got something to say, give me a call. Phone number 773-897-6423. Again, that's 773-897-6423. The program is called Outside Looking In, and that's, I just want to explain that title right now because that's the theme of this show today. I was on the outside. Now I'm looking in. I'm trying to see, trying to make improvements. Because sometimes you need someone with an outside look to see the obvious, because people have blinders on. They don't see the obvious. And really, this snow thing is one of the most obvious things I've ever seen. It's time to start preparing for snow. Montgomery County had 5 or 6 days out of school this year because they closed schools way too early, way too soon on some of this stuff. But it dawned on me the other day why they do it. Because when you have kids going to school in darkness, there's no chance to get the roads going. It's a vicious cycle. It is a vicious cycle. 2-hour delays. It's like the other day, they were talking about a 2-hour delay and then they closed school. Because a 2-hour delay still would have been 7 o'clock or around 7 o'clock for the high school. And the sun wasn't up yet. It's interesting because here, as compared to New York City, we're further west than New York City. Obviously, if you look at a map. So the sun comes up here a little bit later. In New York City or in the New York area, the sun, these are experiments I've done. Yes, when I hear the birds chirping, sometimes I wake up to see if the sun comes up here later than it does in the New York area. And the conclusion is yes. Got a problem with that? I didn't think so. But really, I mean, deal with it. Buy the shovels. Buy the salt. That's the thing about this stuff also. It's like you don't even have to shovel. Just throw down the rock salt. Why wait for somebody else? Why take the liability chance? Why? Because guess what? Someone comes into your store, they fall down. Hey, I own Sweet Frog now. All the ice cream I get for free. So I put out a show reminder. If you ever want to know what's going on, the Outside Looking In show, I also have a Facebook page. You can just look up Bruce Negrin Radio or Outside Looking In. Just put it into the search box. All the articles I talk about, or most of the articles I talk about, or the issues, etc., I put up on there and add a little bit more commentary. So you could check that out. Also, you could follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Be a follower. Be a caller. Let me know what you want to talk about. Let me know the things you want to hear, because I'll get to it. But I put out a show reminder. That was the point of saying all that. You can even get on the emailing list. We'll create a... Blog talk. We'll talk outside looking in email so you can get on that. But I put out a show list of what we're going to talk about. And this is what one of the topics for today is like, did I see a tumbleweed blow across the Kentlands? As a matter of fact, it was on its way to downtown Crown. I was at the Kentlands the other day. We had to go up there to Party City. My son's having his 6th birthday. We got to get some Big Hero 6 things. You know, get ready for that. No greater stress than planning a kid's party. Especially in March, because you don't know if the weather's going to be good or bad, so you're going to have it outside, inside, who knows. Probably going to snow on March 28th. But anyway, go up to the Kentlands, and I was ready to go, and first you see the snow, right? Okay, I'm with the snow. We talked about that just before. Shovel your driveways. Then I'm going to start naming names here. It's like, we didn't go for lunch, so I'm like, Gina, let's get some lunch, you know? Let's go to the Kentlands to get lunch. And I was looking at it. There's really not a lot of places for families to go to get lunch if you don't want a hamburger. And you can say, oh, there's, you know, the Indian food and, there's Pasha and Moby Dick's. My kids are plain Jane. Unfortunately, they need to step it up a little bit, but they are plain Jane. They like hamburgers. They like chicken. We're starting to move to different things, but we can't eat Mexican yet. We're just introducing tacos, you know, homemade tacos in the house, that kind of stuff. But they're not ready yet. But anyway, so we decide to go to Largent's. You know where Largent's is. Across the street from Five Guys, because I was not going back to Five Guys to have another greasy hamburger. I'm not so sure about Five Guys. Everybody talks about the greatest hamburger. I'm not so sure about that place. Went to the burger joint in the Rio. That was a pretty good hamburger. But anyway, I don't want to digress on the quality of food because I do that daily. But anyway, we go to Largent's, and I name Largent's because that particular building, that particular spot, ever since I've been coming down here to visit about 10 years ago, it's had about 15 incarnations of different places. You know, Largent's comes in, and it's important. I thought it was important that Largent's is successful, that it's there, that it's a family place to eat. You know, I went in there twice. It's all right. But we were going in there for lunch. We get up to the front door. The dreaded sign is up there. Please visit us upstairs. A busted pipe took care of us down here. Okay. All right, I get the busted pipe. I mean, pipes have been busting around here for the last few weeks. So, yeah, but the downstairs part is the family part. The upstairs part is the bar. And it's about 12:30, 1 o'clock. It's not like we're the first people walking around the Kentlands to get lunch. So we go up the upstairs. First of all, inconvenience to go upstairs, but I get it. You know, I get it. I'm not walking up steps is no big deal for me. I say inconvenience because you just want to walk in somewhere and sit down. And we're looking for that family atmosphare. So we go upstairs, walk into the Largent's upstairs. They're trying to tell you, please visit us upstairs and take part of our full menu. We can't serve you downstairs. So we go upstairs, and what happened? The staff is there, and nobody greets you. Nobody says welcome. Nobody says sit down. We'll bring you menus. The reception was as icy as the weather outside. It was cold. I don't get it. I used to be in the service industry. I ran a bar and a restaurant. It was called Lulu's Bait Shack in Atlanta, Georgia. I worked with a bunch of guys who had been in the hospitality industry before, and they've been very successful. Very successful. And Lulu's was a runaway success. It was all because of me. No, come on. No, but it was a runaway success. Because you know why? We took care of people. The customers were first. Don't be fooled that the customer's always right, because they're not. But the customer is first. You know, when bartenders would get upset because someone didn't tip well, and they would show it, I'd take them to the side and say, okay, you're going to blow the whole thing on this guy, get upset at this one guy who stiffed you? I agree, it sucks. You come to a bar, come with some money. If you can spend $6 to buy a beer or $5 to buy a beer, you can afford a dollar to lay down. That's just the etiquette of things. That's how it's done over and over again. That's my Christopher Walken. But that's how it's done. So we go up there, and nobody says anything to us. We're sitting around like schmucks for 3 minutes. And 3 minutes in a restaurant is an eternity when it is empty. All you have to do to make people stay is acknowledge them. Acknowledge them. They understand if you're in the back of the restaurant serving something or whatever, but say, I'll be right with you. At least you've acknowledged me, my presence, my family's presence. You got a busted water pipe downstairs, you're losing money hand over fist, and this is how you're treating people who you're making go upstairs? Unacceptable. Bruce, why are you flying off the handle on this kind of stuff? Why are you taking it out on Largent's? Because it's endemic to this area. A lot of places here do not know how to serve the customer. The customer is not first, he's last. It's like Ricky Bobby, if you ain't first, you're last. Well, we're last. And I don't appreciate it at all. And the Kentlands, this is what it's tying into. When you are the weak sister in a particular situation now, and you are the weak sister. The Kentlands as a whole is the weak sister. Brasserie Beck, you know that place? I've been there a couple times. You know what I've come out and heard from a bunch of other people who have been there? I've been there like at happy hour. So we got half-price beer and mussels or whatever. But everybody's just saying it's too expensive. It's too expensive. Why are you trying to put a highfalutin place? I mean, what were you thinking with that one? I mean, and that whole restaurant group, what they could have put in there is the Muscle Bar instead. A little bit more casual, a little bit more of a gathering establishment. I think it would have been better. You know, who's my opinion? Well, my opinion is, as a successful bar owner, I had some partners, Jeff Levine, John Lamertz, Dee Grimes, Greg Ashburn, Todd Levine, we had some partners who knew what to do. when this, we put up signs for St. Patrick's Day. The day after St. Patrick's Day, those signs came down. If we had a light out, we fixed it. If our sign wasn't, if the place wasn't clean, we cleaned it. Customer came in, we gave him cold beer right away. We gave him 7 places to buy a beer. There were only 3 places to buy mixed drinks because those were the main bars, but we set up beer stands because we wanted to make it convenient. We also want to make money, but you know how you make money? By making something convenient. But the Kentlands, you're becoming a weak sister. You know what the Kentlands is going to become pretty soon? It's going to become a place where people go to the Giant and shop. It's going to be a place where you go get your groceries. That's what it's going to become. They're trying. The Cava, the new Cava Grill up there, that's a good idea. My wife frequents that a lot. I guess the spinning class is a good idea as well. My wife just had an occasion to go in the Fleet Feet. She said that they treated her well there, so that's good. I mean, there's still places who know how to do it. But overall, the Kentlands, it's on a serious slide. The Star Diner, you remember that place? And if you're not from the Kentlands, I'm sure you've been there, but that Star Diner, how does a diner go under? The whole area is starving for a place where the kids can get something to eat, pancakes, and a guy can get a cheese omelet and or a turkey club or a something to that effect and go there. Everybody can get something different. That's the beauty of a diner. When you come out of New York, you look for diners. You love diners. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, you love diners. It's part of your culture. It's in your DNA. Come down here, diner, huh? But that Star Diner was the worst place I've ever been to. Food would come out an hour later, and it was cold, and it shut down. It opened up again, and it shut down again because it was no better. I was the schmuck who was in there giving it a second chance. I should have known better. Can't serve French fries cold. Can't do it. Won't have it. Can't stand it. But anyway, the Star Diner is out. The sushi place is out. And there's one or two other places in there. The gym is out, right? Now it's a Persian, Jack O'Lane. Obviously, Jack O'Lane had problems, but they can't fill that space. Bally's, I mean, Jack O'Lane. Jack O'Lane turned into Bally's. This is how old I am. Bally's turned into an empty store that they're having pop-up store for Persian rug closeouts. The Persian rug store is gone. A couple other stores are gone. You know, soon enough, there's going to be so much occupancy there that no one's going to be going there because it's not going to be convenient. The key word here is convenience. You know, that's why people live in the Kentlands. They'll tell you they live there because they want to go to Rachel Carson, but, I mean, you're giving up a whole property. You're giving up. You're living side by side, standing, literally standing next to your neighbor in these houses. You're going there for convenience. But it's pretty soon going to turn into a shopping center where you go on a Saturday morning, where you go to the Giant to get your groceries, and then you go over to Lowe's and get your grass seed. That's what it's going to turn into, and that's fine. That's fine. But it's not going to be the entertainment center. And the problem I have with this is because competition is down the road. It's not as convenient to get to, but there's a lot more places, and they are chomping at the bit to have your business. And that is Downtown Crown. Since it's open, I've been there more than I've been anywhere. Like Average Joe's, not digging Average Joe's. I think it's less than average, by the way. Again, I'm being a little bit harsh, but I'm giving you a real opinion this time. Not like at this point my opinion is going to influence Montgomery County. We're working on it. We're going to get there. But right now, it's not going to influence. But when Downtown Crown opens, shouldn't you get spiffied up? Shouldn't you get ready? Shouldn't you know what's happening? Shouldn't you create the battle? Shouldn't you create some competition? Because guess what my thought was? Oh, we'll go to Party City, Gina. Well, we walked out of Largent's, needless to say. The feeling was so bad that I could just imagine me sitting there and stewing. I hate this place. I hate this place. Let's go now. I still would have given them 20%. The waitress. But I felt such a bad feeling that I turned and I said to my wife, I said, Gina, let's get out of here now. And the kids were like, oh, where are we going now? You know, I was willing to put up with whining kids because they were going to have whining kids in that place. And my thing was like, let's go to Ted's Bulletin. Let's try it out. Everybody could get something there. Let's go to the poorhouse. We could try it out. Let's go to Coastal Flats. We could try it out. Paladar, you're not going to try out for lunch, at least not yet. We've been there for dinner. But there were options. There were other options. Not as convenient, but we're going. And guess what's across the street from the Crown? The Rio. See, what Crown has to be careful about now. Oh, Bruce, it's always something with you. Always something. Gotta be worried about the traffic. They're really going to have to get a traffic flow going there. Those stop signs are just not going to do it on a Friday or Saturday night. People are starting to get backed up. And that, again, convenience, right? You're going to have to figure out a better traffic flow through there somehow, some way. Whether it's even hiring someone on a Friday to start saying, you. I don't want that, but they're going to have, it's when it gets busier. When more of the people, you know, they always think, well, we're building this place because we have apartments here. Yeah, you'll have a built-in audience, but let me get to that point in a second. We'll have a built-in audience, but there's still going to be people driving. That's why you built parking garages. I mean, come on. That's why you have parking garages. You got to anticipate that traffic flow. But anyway, so does downtown Crown Ave. They have LA Fitness, Harris Teeter, those restaurants that I mentioned. I don't think their retail's as solid. I don't think their retail's as good. I mean, they're trying to be fancy. They're trying to be like the Meatpacking District in New York City, but you ain't making it. Not yet. Not yet. There might have to be a second round of stores that come and go to see what happens there, but not yet. I forgot Ruth's Chris Steakhouse is there too. So they got places to go, and they got that beer store there that people actually, it's crowded. They have bars inside that beer store, people sitting down, having an evening at a store, if you could believe it, drinking craft brews because they got nothing better to do. I don't drink craft brew. Read a book instead of wasting your time on craft beer. Got wine, right? We got wine enthusiasts. Oh, it's earthy and oaky, and it smells like smoke. There's a smoky, oaky taste. Blah. Don't start doing that to beer. Oh, it's hoppy. It's hoppy. It's like an Easter bunny. It's hoppy. Smedley, come here. Bring me another Sam Adams cold snap. Bring me some fat tire. Whatever happened to Budweiser, man? Drink Budweiser. Stop wasting time. Drink something that quenches a thirst. Budweiser has that commercial. Don't put fruit in it. We don't have to put fruit in our beer. Amen. You fruity fruits. You fruit serving, drinking, orange twist having. Blah. That's not beer. But the point being, let's circle it all back. The point being is that I have friends who live in the Kentlands, and go to LA Fitness. Now, do you think if there was a fitness place, a gym at the Kentlands like there used to be, that anybody would be going to LA Fitness? Driving over there from the Kentlands, mind you, driving over there from the Kentlands to work out. No. No. I mean, the Kentlands got to rezone. They got to get it spiffier. Otherwise, it looks like it's 25 years old, you know? The age is showing. And they're not even putting curtains on a broken window or a lipstick on a pig or whatever you want to say. They're not even trying to fix it up. It's starting to show. The age is starting to show. And when you have the younger sister come by, what's up, toots? How sexist is that? But when you have, you know, when the newer and attractive, more attractive model, whether male or female, comes by, that's where people are going to. That's what they're gravitating towards. Pretty soon there will be tumbleweeds. This is another point I want to make. Well, I'll get to this in a second. Our phone number is 773-897-6423. That's 773-897-6423. I'd like to hear your opinions on this, on the special edition 3 p.m. show. Normally, we're on Tuesdays between 8 and 9 p.m., but last night I had to go to an Eric Church concert at the Verizon Center. Got to drive. I've been to the Verizon Center two times in the last, I guess, 12 days. Went to see a Capitals game and then Eric Church last night, a Wednesday and a Tuesday. Boy, Washington traffic really does suck. Yeah, coming out of Manhattan, you know, everybody talks about Manhattan. Oh, the traffic in Manhattan's so terrible. I can't believe you live there. You know, and New York City, I don't want this to be one of these to the O's, to this, to that. But New York City's built on a grid system, and you understand the traffic because you got it. It's an on an island, too. You got to get off. So I understand traffic in D.C. as well. But, man, I was down by Farragut Square, K Street onto H Street or 17th turning on. The gridlock blocked the box. They got to draw some boxes down on the ground here to say, do not block this. In New York City, blocking the box and the – oh, I forgot what it was called. Jeez. This is what's happening, man. I'm moving down here. I'm living down here. I forget all these New York terms. But the gridlock that they were doing where people miss the light and they stand right in the middle of the box and you can't go and you have the green light, you're trying to go this way and they're in front of you, you can't go anywhere. I mean, there's simple things that you can do. And I mean, D.C., again, put a traffic cop there. Get things flowing. Get things moving. Oh, it's easy to say, Bruce. Yeah, it is easy to say. These are the easiest improvements when you have someone there between 3 and 6, 3 and 7, 4 and 7, 5 and 7. You know, there's got to be people on traffic duty. Instead of just writing tickets, how about you direct the traffic? Again, New York City, not in the greatest financial shape of all time either, but they know what quality of life is. They know they've learned what quality of life is. They have people at the Holland Tunnel now writing up tickets so you don't block the box, so people can go one way or the other. It's not gridlock. You know, I mean, that was ridiculous. And then we get on Waze to find a different way. I mean, it took us through a whole loop just to – all we had to do was make a right turn, but we couldn't make the right turn because guess who was blocking the box? It just wasn't idiot drivers. It was buses, Montgomery County or Maryland buses. It was ride-on buses. It was Washington Transit buses blocking the box. Thanks, boys. Thanks. You want a pay raise, believe me, I'm going to remember that. Believe me, I'm going to remember that. I just don't get it. I don't get it. So I've been down there twice. And, you know, talking about service, if I can jump back for a second, talking about service, there's a restaurant chain around here that owns Clyde's, right? Clyde's Tower Oak, Clyde's down there by the Verizon Center. I know that they own Old Ebbets Grill and I think the 1789 house or something by the White House. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're very service-oriented. I mean, this place was slammed before a concert, and they were able to get everybody food and drink. Now, that's the problems bringing it out to which because people are standing behind you, and so handing the correct plate to somebody. That was a little bit of a problem. But everybody was understanding because the food was coming out quick enough, and everybody had a drink in their hand, so they were happy. So people are like, oh, yeah, well, this isn't mine. I'll just pass it to my neighbor. That's fine. That's the way you overcome problems, by acknowledging people and giving them good service, getting them what they want, and making them feel part of something. But that Kenlins, man, I just don't get it. I don't get it. This is the point I wanted to make as well about Montgomery County. I'm so upset I can't even remember my points today. But the point about Montgomery County is I'm reading. Ike Leggett and the council. We're talking about Life Science Center. I can't get this out of the program. I can't stop talking about it. 100,000 high-paying jobs. Amen. Thank God. God bless you. I love it. Sell me that dream. You know, sell me the Brooklyn Bridge as well. But sell me that dream. We're going to have a CCT and cross-county connectors and bus routes. Okay, sell me that dream one more time. Or who's selling you that dream? That's the question that should be answered, because I don't think the people of Montgomery County are buying it. But anyway, small business. It's time to focus on small business as well. I got to really find out, is it tough to register a business down here? Is it tough to be a small business owner down here? Because there's a lot of empty space going in what's supposed to be a very affluent area of Montgomery County. The Scathersburg, North Potomac, Rockville corridor, off of 28, by Key West, by Trevilla. You go into the Trevilla Shopping Center, okay? The Trevilla Shopping Center, not the Gateway one. But the Trevilla Shopping Center with the Sweet Frog and the Burger King and all that, I counted 7 storefronts that are empty. I mean, they have a Lido Pizza in there, and they have a boxing gym and a 7-Eleven, so they have some anchors and a whole bunch of Asian, you know, Vietnamese and or Asian Chinese food. So, I mean, people will be going there, and those restaurants seem to be successful enough, but there's 7 others there that are not. You go up to the corner of Darnstown here where my friend is always begging for change until the weather gets cold. Right up in Darnstown and Quince Orchard, right by the Liberty, across the street from the Liberty, right by the Capital One, and the California Tortilla. Philly cheesesteak place is gone. The, what's it called? What else is gone? The Yogi Castle's gone. So those are 2 stores I've been laying vacant for, I guess, at least. One's been since I moved here, or closer to since I moved here. The other's been at least 6-7 months. Then you can just move it down to the Safeway. There's a whole string of stores in there that are empty as well. I mean, is it that hard to do business in Montgomery County as a small business? Maybe we should start focusing on small businesses, because that's the lifeblood. Sure, you could get IBM. Sure, you could get, you know, bioscience, tech, lab, whatever. Star Trek Enterprises, whatever. We got to focus on technology. Let's focus on the little guy. It's got to be an even playing field, if nothing else. Again, this time I will admit that I am speaking from I don't know the laws here for small business. But that's where you should start focusing. You want to bring in sales tax? Start focusing, maybe giving them a little bit of a tax break. Promote the small business. It's a whole Saturday for small business started by American Express. It's a tradition now, right? They have 7 years of that. Promote mom and pop. Make sure mom and pop survive. Make sure these strip malls survive. I mean, that's what you're looking at, the pie in the sky. Focus on what you can get first, the low-hanging fruit. You know, I don't like to normally speak in cliche, but that's what it is. Fill these stores. Be business-friendly. Is it the taxes? I don't know. I'm going to find out. I will find out. Damn it, I'm going to open my own business just so I can find out. Close it a year later, but I'll know everything. And I'm going to know it for you, the listener, because I take care of you. I take care of you. Why? It might be because I love my listeners.
I'm not capable of that emotion.
That's right, I'm not capable of it. But I do care. I do care. It's amazing. It really is amazing. You know, it seems like Maryland and Montgomery County especially, everybody's out there trying to show for something different. It seems to be like a Petri dish. A Petri dish, yeah, that's right, with the labs and the cultures and all that. But it seems like to be an area where politicians and people who speak, you know, speak big, they try to get their ideas out here. It seems to be a proving ground for somewhere else, because it doesn't seem like they're really caring about the county themselves. It seems like they're caring about their political agendas. And having really become involved, this best part of this radio show is that it forces me to read the newspaper. It forces me to know what's going on in Montgomery County and beyond. I'm focusing on the issues that emanate from Montgomery County and beyond. Because all politics is local. You might talk about Barack Obama and you might care about who the next president is. You might even just vote for the next president. That's the only election you go to, is for president. But he's not as affecting your life as much as Ike Leggett or George Leventhal is, or the county council. The county council is coming down with rules daily, daily, mind you, that are limiting your freedom. You know, they talk about the nanny state, some of these things, and you say, Bruce, now you're being a hypocrite. Yes, a little bit. I do believe that people need to be conditioned for certain things, but it's just like anytime they can find an issue, they will jump on it because it seems to be avant-garde. It seems to be the issue of the day. I don't think they're really doing it to protect people, to be progressive. That's what Montgomery County wants to be, progressive. And all these lawmakers want to be progressive. I'm not buying it. Your progressivism isn't helping. You want to be progressive? Give some tax breaks to small business owners so you can fill those stores I just talked about. That's progressive. That's building an economy. Instead of trying to build a super Corridor City Transit Way and laying down millions of dollars. Give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax breaks to bring in sales tax. Sales tax, sales tax, sales tax. Because guess what? When these corporations come, and that when these corporations come to go to the Life Sciences Center, you're going to be giving them tax breaks. That's how it's done. You're giving tax breaks to developers. You're going to give tax breaks to the businesses. You're going to say you don't have to pay taxes for 15 years. And why is that good for Montgomery County? Well, it's good because we're bringing in the jobs. We're bringing in jobs, and we're bringing in people. We're going to go out to lunch and spend money, and the sales tax is going to be the coffers for the sales tax are going to raise. Yeah, but then give them some place to eat. Give them some place to shop. And it doesn't have to be a super mega complex. Do you understand that? The issues that are, it's amazing. Because I moved out of a town called New Rochelle where the issues were overdevelopment, tax abatements, and overcrowding of schools. I moved to Montgomery County, and I can't say it's special here or anywhere. I'm sure this is going on in 19 other counties in 50 other states. But guess what the issues are right now? Tax abatements, overdevelopment, and school issues, and school overcrowding. A wise man once said to me, who am I kidding? The wise man was me. A wise man says, as long as your schools are solid, your property values will remain intact. You have to have solid schools to have property values remain intact. There are a number of municipalities in the Westchester County area where I moved from, like a Mount Vernon, New York. You might have heard of them because they've produced a lot of NBA players, great basketball team, and actually a lovely town in certain areas. But if you don't have kids, you could live in Mount Vernon. No big deal. But if you do have kids, you're a little worried about the school system. You know, and I've said this before in New York, so I'm not afraid of saying it now. People don't go there, and their taxes are higher because their taxes are higher because they got to fund the budget because they don't have the people moving in. It's a rotating circle. It's a vicious cycle. But I'm laying it out for you. I'm letting you know what's going on here because this is what we're coming down the road to. Montgomery County, everywhere you turn, there's a sign for a special meeting of zoning proposals. Everywhere. Everywhere you turn, you see it. Farmland going to turn into multi-family housing. And the thing that gets me, too, is that people don't believe that children live in apartment buildings. If you're looking out for your child and you want to send them to a better school, you better believe that there are people who are going to move into apartment buildings, have a two-bedroom apartment, and have the kids in one room and mom and pop or the single dad or the single mom in the other, knowing that they don't have to pay for a good school or that their kid's getting the best education. It happens. I don't know why you think all these young singles are coming or that all these young couples are moving into these apartments. As I said before, you know, if they're having the families, they're going to start in an apartment. First of all, they're going to start an apartment. So if you have a family, that's where you're going to be until you can afford a house. So you might have kids going to preschool and or regular elementary school. Got to watch for the overcrowding on that. But if you're a young couple, why are you moving to Montgomery County? Live somewhere exciting. Or at least move to Rockville or somewhere. I'm not saying move to Crown, Caden to Crown. I don't get it. Why would you want to be 22 or 24 years old and live in Gaithersburg? As a family, I love it here. I think it's fantastic. But it's the suburbs, you know, in a manufactured city as compared to a real city and the suburbs. It's a manufactured city in the suburbs. It's the Truman Show. But that's what America is. A lot of it. You know, I lived in a house that was built in 1929 when I lived in New Rochelle. 1929. I moved down here, and what I was told about old houses and new houses, my house now is from 1987. Oh, that's an old house. 1987 is an old house. What are you nuts? Smack, smack, smack. Seriously. I'm like, it's an old house. Are you out of your mind? It's 1987. I just gained 60 years. But that's a different thought. I mean, when outside of New York City and outside of these places have been established for since the beginning of time, everything is new. I need stainless steel appliances. I need this. I need that. You know, this is. I'm not going to buy this apartment or I'm not going to buy this house because it doesn't have stainless steel appliances. Last time I checked, appliances can be bought at a store. Is the room big enough? Does it give you enough land? Is the master bedroom have, you know, can you fit in it? Can you fit a king-size bed in there? Those are the factors, not stainless steel appliances. But that's what America's been conditioned to buy and to learn. All from HGTV and all from this other stuff. Bunch of sheep we are. Bunch of sheep! Program's called Outside Looking In. My name is Bruce Negrin. We're doing a special edition, the 3 p.m. edition, the after-school special. Again, the program is normally heard Tuesday between 8 and 9 p.m., but hopefully you're getting a chance to listen today. And if you get a chance, always listen on the archives. I see that a lot of people do listen on the archives, and people come up to me and say, hey, I caught your show. Sorry I couldn't listen live, but I appreciate it. But sign up for the newsletter, sign up for the Facebook page, all of that kind of stuff. Facebook is Outside Looking In. Just type it in. You see my pretty face. And you could just follow the page or like the page, and I'll let you know what's going on there. So I'll give you a couple of reminders. Our phone number is 773-897-6423. That's 773-897-6423. What's tough about the after-school special here is I'm cutting work. I'm using this hour. I've delayed eating today, so I could use this hour between 3 and 4, call it lunch hour, and do my show. It's pretty soon my kids will be home, and the house will be a wreck. Kids screaming, my wife is out of town, it's up to me. But the whole thing is, everyone's like, you dads too. I mean, if I work from home, but even when I didn't and I had the kids, because when Gina had to go out of town, I handled my business. That means there weren't plates in the sink. That means things were clean. The kids showered. You know, that kind of stuff. It's like, just because dad's home doesn't mean at the end of the world has to happen. It shouldn't be, you know, come on, dads. Straighten up. I'm Mr. Mom. I'm the Mike Keaton after he decided to straighten up again, not the one before where he was in the bathrobe smoking cigarettes. Did I date myself with Mr. Mom? So do you think I've been angry enough yet? Do you think I've been mad enough yet? What do you think? I don't know. Because there's a lot of other things that I'm going to talk about.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Well, I see the studio audience is happy. Enough. Don't go to third round. It's unnecessary. Thank you. But anyway, you thought I was mad before. Wait till you get a load of this. If you can, record this last 11 minutes of the program. Because the hammer is coming down on Montgomery County. Surprise! Surprise! You know why the hammer is coming down? Because Montgomery County has to get out of the liquor business. They have to get out of the beer selling business. If you want to keep liquor, fine. You got to get out of the beer selling business at least. You got to split it up. And this isn't just about convenience anymore. This is about mismanagement. And again, we've been pointing a lot of fingers today, so I'm going to point another finger. Montgomery County Liquor Store, right off of Darnestown Road and Quince Orchard, by the Moe's, behind Liberty, in that shopping center with the shopping center with the Starbucks and the Subway and the Gold's Gym. I don't even know what it's called. These shopping centers, they probably called the Shops at Muddy Branch or something like that. You know, some highfalutin name. But anyway, I'm mad. Montgomery County needs to get out of the alcohol business because it's doing a disservice to not just the consumer here, but to the business owner again. And why do I say that? Because I went into that store, you know, maybe, again, drinking Budweiser. I go into the store. I know it's going to be snow on Friday. or Thursday. So I go to the store to get a couple beers because we figured we'd have some people from the neighborhood over. We're cordial people. We're like that. We're nice. We're nice. So we have people from the neighborhood over. Drink some beer. Have some laughs, etc. But you go into that store. And I go right to the beer section in the back. And I open up one of these cases of Budweiser because I want to see. You know, Budweiser has that born-on date. Because I want to see how long beer is sitting on the floor there. Because there are dates where you have to rotate your stock. Every bar owner knows that. Every restaurant owner knows that. Every distributor, real distributor, knows that. You have to rotate your stock. Does Montgomery County do it? Hell no, they don't do it. I took out one of those Budweisers with a born-on date of November 2000. Non-refrigerated, sitting on a floor in a box that's been compromised. If I'm Budweiser, I'm like, hey, man, you're not treating my product well here. Hey, man, if I'm a consumer, I'm saying you're not treating me well. I'm going to buy skunk beer for $25 a case because you're more expensive than Shoppers. How the hell does that happen? Because I'm sure Shoppers can buy directly from the distributors or from the companies. That's how they get the cheaper prices. You know, Montgomery County, you're getting the profits for this, but you're still getting the liquor tax. You're still getting the sales tax off of the extra liquor tax that's charged here. But I'm going to buy skunk beer. And then, okay, so finally I find a case that's close. I got a case from January. I'm like desperate now because I ran out of time to go anywhere else. So I buy a case of that, and I take my chances on a case of Miller Lite as well. I roll them up to the front. Again, pay more than I would at Shoppers, but the convenience of the store being there, I was willing to pay more. Nothing cold, nothing fancy, but they got boxes that are like crumpled and broken down because you know these guys in the back are taking them and just throwing them on the floor. Now, this wouldn't happen to me next. After I pay more than I wanted to, I go outside to the parking lot, and, you know, the parking was not that easy. I'm not going to really blame anything there. But I'm a tough guy. I've worked in a bar before. I'm bar-backed. I could take two cases at one time. But the cases have to be solid. Schmucko didn't realize it was a compromised case. So I'm walking out there, and one of the cases falls right out of my hands. Actually, I only took one case. The bottom freaking opens up. The bottom opens up, and the case breaks. Do you think I could go back to Montgomery County and get my money back? No. I had to salvage as much as I could out of that case. And then because I'm a nice guy and I know my etiquette and I'm a proper gentleman and a proper human being, I took the glass out of the parking lot and threw it away. I just didn't leave it there. I was mad enough to leave it there, but I look out for my fellow man because I care. I don't need anybody getting a flat tire because Montgomery County sells compromised cases of beer at higher prices, skunked beer, mind you, someone's going to walk out of there and get beat by the county. So it makes you think, what kind of beer are you getting at Clyde's? What kind of beer are you getting from Montgomery County distributorships? How long has it been sitting there? They have no real incentive to get it off their floor. So now you're talking about product that's not moving. Or, you know, Budweiser would never let that happen. A distributor would never let that happen. Places wouldn't be out of things because Montgomery County didn't have it. Because when I owned the bar, guess who I bought from? The person who gave me the best, well, they actually split the brands, but customer service was paramount for all the rail liquor, all that liquor that has no name like Old Crow and Papa Vodka that you normally put in the well drinks or in the rail. You know, that's where all these distributorships make their money, by selling extra cases of those. Because they'll get their high-end stuff, but National Distributors has Jack Daniels, and Half-Eyed, Half-Baked Distributors has, you know, Jim Beam, so you got to order different things from them. But I'll tell you, these distributors, they would come by and say, hey, I'm out of Jack Daniels, I'm stuck, can you help me? A huge party showed up, and we didn't expect to go through this much. We ordered, right, for normalcy. But we didn't have normalcy. The distributor comes with the case, says, Bruce, you know, we'll settle up on Monday. Come in at 9 o'clock at night. You think Montgomery County's giving that kind of service? No. Budweiser. Budweiser's given, when they came to Lulu's Bait Shack in Georgia, they used to rotate the stock. They used to set us up with 40 cases every 2 days, or every Monday, every Friday. They would set us up with about 30 or 40 cases. And they would rotate the stock. So whatever was on the bottom, they would take down the pyramid and put it on top. I've actually seen them take cases away. Because Budweiser, especially in this day and age, it's a non-competitive advantage. And I'm not trying to wave a flag for Budweiser here. But you're giving them a it's like, why are people getting away from Budweiser? Oh, Budweiser's a skunk beer. I wouldn't drink that. It's not human. It's pee. Well, when you get to serve a skunked beer like that, because Montgomery County's not watching out or not letting have any controls, you got to get out of the liquor business. It's that simple. The bars and restaurants would be better off. The consumer would be better off. We wouldn't be having broken cases. We have people caring. And again, it goes down to caring. Because guess what, Montgomery County? I'm going to Shoppers from now on because it's cheaper. I'll never make that mistake again. Never. I was mad going there in the first place, and now I'm even worse off. When that case hit the ground, this is what I sounded like.
Lito, man! Now we're with that kind of fuck are we going to? That's where I'm going to boot call out my back.
Sounded like former friend. That's what I sounded like. It was gibberish. I was mad. I was like, I was like Ralphie. I would wash my mouth out with soap from The Christmas Story. It's just ridiculous. You know, I mean, if you're efficient and you know what you're doing, then I'm with you. This week, I went on the negative side. No doubt about it, the negative side. But if you don't point out the negativity sometimes, you can't improve. Customer service, the Kentlands, get better at it. Largens, make me walk upstairs because you got a water main break. I'm still going to frequent your restaurant, but you got to acknowledge me. Get better at it. Five Guys, shovel your walkway. Sweet Frog, shovel your walkway so people can get in there. I mean, it's just common sense. Quince Orchard High School, shovel your walkway. You, who's listening to me across the street, who I'm looking at right now, shovel your walkway. Shovel your sidewalk. Really, I mean, we didn't touch upon a lot of this other stuff that I want to talk to you about how the changing demographic in D.C., about Selma, Alabama. You know, there's a picture of John Lewis hugging Obama. He was there. Got a skull cracked at Selma. He was there. There's a thing out there, Eyes on the Prize. It's a documentary that I saw on PBS. And if you get a chance, you must see this. Just for everybody to understand, for black people and white people, for people to understand what it was like and what the struggle really was. It's important for white people to understand this, to see this, Caucasian people, whatever you want to call it. And it's important for African-American black people, especially those of the younger age, who take things for granted. Because you can't. You can't take it for granted. Eyes on the Prize. If it's on Netflix or wherever it is, it should be mandatory viewing in every school. They want to show movies in school and documentaries in school. This is one to watch. The program is called Outside Looking In. My name is Bruce Negrin. This was a special edition, the after-school edition. John Travolta, Bubble Boy, is here. I'm going to have to push him out the door and get back to work. Our phone number is 773-897-6423. I appreciate you listening. Tell all your friends. We'll be back on at our normal time next Tuesday at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And we'll be talking about the issues that emanate from Montgomery County. If you have issues, let me know because I want to hear them. I'm starting getting a little tired of talking about myself, but I'm with you. Talk to me, baby. Talk to me. I'll talk. Oh, do something today that makes you better tomorrow. I'll talk to you next week.
problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just hop off the Keeley and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the Keeley and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me. And I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the Keeley. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be caught wrong. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the Keeley and get yourself free.
So, Bobby, did they ever catch that gorilla what escaped from the zoo and punched you in the eye?
No, Mama. The search continues.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again. Ever.
I like this. One dog goes one way and the other dog goes the other way.
And this guy's saying, what do you want from me?
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Well, what the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
I think I got it, but just in case, tell me the whole thing again. I wasn't listening.